Avery and Rita reminds you that more butter on your popcorn is way better.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We've got flickering lights here in the studio.
It's almost kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky also in a way.
It's like they get bright and then they go back to being a little dimmer and then they'll go bright again.
Yeah, and then your eyes have to adjust each and every single time. But you're just... natural instinct is to change a light bulb, but I don't have the capabilities to change a fluorescent light bulb.
And it's not one of those things that it's... a major thing, but it's enough that it's noticeable.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was our phone light going.
Yeah.
Was when it first started, but I'm like, no, it's not that. It's the light itself.
Well, and it's kind of like water torture in a weird way, because it'll get bright and then it'll get dark. Bright and then dark.
It's like a ghost in the machine.
Oh, exactly. And there, it's back on again. Wonderful. We're trying to wake us up here this morning.
Fox FM's Avery finally bought a snowblower this winter. Adulting 101.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We had the cutest puppy you could ever ask for. Max ended up coming in from Paws and Claws here in Yorkton. A great Pyrenees Heeler Springer Spaniel Cross.
Oh my goodness, what a happy little guy. He was exploring all over the station. He was visiting all the offices and through the station, the studio, everything, saying hi to everybody.
Well, and Paws and Claws was kind enough to leave him here throughout the rest of the morning, which was awesome to have around.
Yes, and he redecorated Eddie's office a little bit.
Yes, he did.
He took care of business there. And that's what happens sometimes with a pet.
Oh, of course, especially when they're that young, right? Like only 3 months old.
Excited, like, and exploring new territory.
Exactly. And we're on the fourth floor, so if Max had to go to the bathroom, then definitely would be a little bit of a trek down to the outdoors and all that sort of stuff.
But, oh, what a sweetheart. He just loves to play. He came right up to me as soon as I saw him there yesterday, and we were buddies away.
Yeah, he would definitely be friends with anyone that he came in contact with. So if you're interested in adopting Max, or any other of our furry friends at foxfmonline.ca, make sure you go check them out on our website or on the app. And you can also email pawsandclaws at pawsandclawsyorkton@gmail.com or check out their website at pawsandclawsyorkton.ca.
Reader apologizes to the people at the library. He knew he had late charges, just not so many.
Spare change, ma'am.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
This morning, Reader and I are wondering, what's the longest amount of time you've ever had to wait for something? Now, this could be a question for a certain amount of topics. Maybe it's something that you had to wait for in an extended period of time, or maybe it was something in a smaller period of time. But either way, that memory of you having to wait that long sticks out in your memory.
Maybe you're waiting in line at a restaurant, or, you know, at a cashier, maybe you to go through the line there. Maybe you're in line at the amusement park. I remember you saying here not long ago that you waited, what, a couple hours in line for an amusement park ride, which is way beyond how long I'm willing to wait.
Disney World was wild in some senses. Like, we were there at the crack of dawn, basically, in order to get in lines for the bigger rides, right? Because that was when it was the least busy. But in the afternoon, once you started getting in lines for rides, it was like not even worth it, because you'd just be hanging around for like multiple hours, you know?
They should have food booths set up along the line.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can just get to hold my place, I'm going for a hot dog.
There were some rides that had like things you can interact with or like look at and stuff, which was pretty cool. But obviously not every ride was like that, where it was basically just like a filing line where it was just continuous, and then they would like move the chains to make the line even more condensed, and then it just would feel like it was even closer to the end, but you really weren't getting any closer.
I'm usually pretty patient at things to a point.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I just kind of decide, okay, this is getting ridiculous, and say to heck with it.
I can't remember what store it was. I remember they're like, oh, like, do you want a points card or something? I'm like, you know what? Sure. Like, I'll get the points card. And I think it took me half an hour to get this points card. And I thought, like, they were like, yeah, it'll be like 5-10 minutes. Won't take long. Yeah, it took me 30 minutes. I had places to be. I was, like, ready to walk out. I'm like, can I leave, please? They're like, no. Like, we're going to get it for you. It'll only take a minute. It's like, no, it took like half an hour.
I went to a fast food place. I'm not going to say which one. Be quite a while ago. But it took me just about half an hour to get my food.
That's a long time.
It wasn't really fast.
Yeah, it didn't live up to the name of
fast. I'm sure it was kind of an isolated thing, but it was like,
come on.
Yeah, sometimes when it comes to that sort of thing, it's like, how long can it take? Like, there's got to be people that have gotten their food. Like, how many people ordered their food before me? That sort of thing.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
But, yeah, it's sometimes you got to wait a certain amount of time in order to get what you need.
Patience is a virtue.
It definitely is. 306-783-3699. Give us a call or text. What's the longest amount of time you've had to wait for something?
Avery and Reader are getting to the point where they curse Mother Nature every time they head outside.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
The Swan Valley Stampeders getting ready to potentially lock up first place in their division for tonight.
Yes, they are down to their final two games of the regular season, and they're taking on the team that's hot on their heels, the Verdun Oil Capitals. It's a home-and-home to wrap up the regular season. They hit the ice tonight in Verdun at 7:30, and then they close out the regular season tomorrow night back at the Centennial Arena in Swan River at 7 p.m.
This is exactly how you want any sports regular season to end, where it comes down to the last few games, potentially, to decide who's going to get first, second, third, fourth, you know, all that sort of stuff.
It should be good. The Stamps have been playing well all year long. They're steaming toward the playoffs. They've got that playoff spot locked down. Now they're looking to lock up the first place spot in the West Division.
Avery would love a dog, but how can anyone expect to take care of it if he can barely take care of himself?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Catch a pack of Lucky Charms. Charming. A Big G General Mills cereal.
Lucky Charms is an underrated cereal, in my opinion.
See, not my thing.
No?
I don't need marshmallows in my cereal.
Did not like the marshmallows.
No.
So I'm guessing you don't like the red marshmallow candies that you can get, like the red heart marshmallows?
I can't say that I've had them.
No? Can't say you have? Oh, but they were so good. I always enjoyed them as a kid. But, yeah, that was something that we always tried to line up with St. Patrick's Day. We would always, I remember as a kid when I was younger, maybe not when I was with my brothers after they were born, but I know when I was a kid, a lot younger than them, than I am now, obviously, we would try and find Lucky Charms in the store, and that would be something that we would do. But now, Mom goes way above and beyond during breakfast. She'll make green pancakes and she'll dye green drinks and stuff like that. It's awesome.
I don't go that all out as long as I throw something green on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
All you got to do is wear green. And here in Saskatchewan, people make it a point to wear Rough Rider stuff.
Yeah, it's not hard to find green wear in Saskatchewan closets, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All you got to do is look in there, and there's at least one green shirt for a Rider game somewhere.
Green hats, green shirts, green you name it.
Yeah.
Chances are you'll find it.
It's definitely here in Saskatchewan. Here's Sia, Unstoppable, Fox FM. More hits, more favorites.
Reader wants to eat a burger from every small town cafe in the Parkland. Just two to go.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, it's Avery and Reader joining you here on this Thursday. And today, Reader and I are wondering, what's the longest amount of time you've ever had to wait for something? And this could mean anything in any sort of context. It could be waiting for a package to be delivered. It could be waiting for a specific type of meal. And it could be any sort of situation where you feel like you waited a lot longer than you should have for a specific thing.
You know what drives me nuts? Waiting in a four-way stop.
Oh, yes, because people don't know when to go. Some people are always indecisive as to whether they stop first or not.
Sometimes it's that thing where everyone wants to be courteous, but it's like, if we're doing that, that's great, but nobody goes.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're just sitting here waiting for someone to go.
No, you go. No. Well, somebody's got to go. And then you start to go, and then somebody else starts to go, so then you stop.
Yeah.
You just, oh, man.
And by the time you get to the intersection, it's like been a minute. One thing for me that sticks out in my memory, 2013, after the Riders won the Grey Cup, they had their Grey Cup tour, went to Saskatoon to see them with the Grey Cup and get a few signatures here and there. Lineup was all the way around the SaskTel Center, is what you call it now.
Yeah.
And it was all the way around, like from Section Z to A, and you could see like the backing of where they were holding the Grey Cup on the one end, and then you were in the lineup on the other end. And basically, we were there an hour and a half before the game, stood in line for that whole hour and a half, and it carried into the game. We got about halfway through, and then eventually it just got to the point where we were there. It was the midway through the third period, and I had texted my mom. I'm like, Mom, I can see the end of the line. Like, we're almost there.
you come stand in line for us, and we'll come whenever we get to the end of the line. And so Mom went into the line. I went and sat down, because I'd been standing in line for like 3 hours at this point. And I'm just like really excited to go get signatures and meet a few players here and there. And then Mom texts me and says, yeah, they're packing up and leaving. They're packing up and leaving, and looks like we will not be getting any signatures whatsoever. So I stood in line for 3 hours for no reason.
Oh, man.
I was so frustrated. However, eventually I did get the signatures another way. My grandma ended up going to one, and she just got a bunch of stuff signed for us. So that was nice.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All's well that ends well.
Yeah, exactly. It was just 3 hours of my life that I felt like I wasted away. 306-783-3699. Give us a call or text. What is a situation where you felt like you waited longer than you should have?
Avery and Reader's tip for snow removal this winter.
Make the kids do it. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. We are ready to play an edition of Shake and Bake. You ready to go, Reader?
Let's do it.
All right, here is the sound. All right, is that A, Smarties, B, chocolate-covered raisins, C, Downy scent boosters, or D, Nerds?
I'm going to say Glossette raisins.
No, did not get it right. So that crosses one answer off out of the four that we've got.
Okay.
So it is either Smarties, Downy scent boosters, or Nudes. Send us a text or call at 306-783-3699.
Nudes or Nerds?
Nerds, sorry, Nerds. Can I say the other one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's that early in the morning. Goodness.
It's been a while since Avery put on skates.
So long, he may have to make sure he wears a helmet.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We asked you to guess what this sound was. So Reader guessed it was chocolate-covered raisins. It was not, and the other three options were Smarties, Downy scent boosters, or Nerds. I'll make sure I say it properly this time. And we did get a correct answer from Craig.
Craig Janai, yes, he guessed Nerds, indeed, and that was the right answer.
Yes, it was, and I will make sure that I pronounce my words properly for the rest of the morning.
Reader is working on a reboot of Danger Bay and The Littlest Hobo.
Yes! More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
The Airwaves for Health Radiothon is back, coming up in April for the 24th and 25th.
That's right. Once again, we will be back on the air for 2 days, talking to all sorts of medical professionals and folks helping to support the work of the Health Foundation of East Central Saskatchewan as we raise money to purchase equipment for the health region.
And you can actually help get a head start on raising funds for the Health Radiothon. Of course, all you got to do is go purchase a coffee at McDonald's and you 10 cents from every hot beverage, excuse me, goes towards the Health Foundation.
Mm-hmm. So if you get yourself, say, a coffee or maybe a tea or maybe hot chocolate, do they have hot chocolate there? Yeah, 10 cents from that would go to support the Health Foundation.
So get your morning beverage, whatever it may be, and you'll be supporting the Airwaves for Health Radiothon a month earlier than usual, right?
Avery and Reader will be right back. They're attempting to ski off the roof of Avery's house.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, it's Avery and Reader joining you here. And we are wondering, what is a time where you may have waited a little bit longer than you really wanted to? Alan Kakakwe said, when my dog ate my homework.
Wait too long to get it done. Oh my, got to come up with something.
Yeah, definitely. Also, Reader was saying that whenever it comes, for him, it's definitely come to a restaurant occasionally here and there.
Yeah, most of the time it's pretty good. But every once in a while you run into a spot where maybe it's super busy and you end up waiting or what have you. But it was something that... When the fast food isn't so fast.
Yeah. There was one time when we went to Disney World back in 2020, before everything went sideways in that year. It was in January, and we were at the Jungle Safari is what the ride was called. It was like a 3.5-hour wait. We hopped in line around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We were there till about 5 o'clock. And after that, we were like, okay, we're going home. Like, we're done here. And I, like, the other thing was is that
we had to go to the bathroom like a few times, like while we were standing in that line, right? And it was kind of anticlimactic because we got on the ride finally after 3.5 hours. All the animals were fake, so, yeah. And you could tell.
And the ride probably took 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
wait 3 hours, ride 3 minutes.
Yeah, 1 minute for every hour that you waited in line, basically. And the other thing was that everyone had fast passes for it at the amusement park. So everyone that had fast passes was just like cutting right in front of us. And they have like these indicators on the line too, like how long it should essentially take for you to get to the end of the line. And when we got in line, it said 1.5 hours. And Mom's like, yep, this will definitely work. 100%, we can definitely hammer it out. And yep, we thought, we agreed to, and nope, it was the complete opposite. It was triple the amount of time that was listed on the sign.
Like, let's go get snacks.
Yeah, I was really debating, like, I just kind of want to go do my own thing, roam around, but I didn't want to abandon the fam, you know?
You just toughed it out.
Yeah. Once again, text or call 306-783-3699. Let us know when it comes to waiting too long, where is an instance that you did wait too long?
Reader remembers Sesame Street without Elmo.
Avery barely remembers a time without HDTV.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, it's 8:03 in Saskatchewan, 9:03 in Manitoba. Avery and Reader joining you here, and been getting a lot of wedding invites, getting ready to roll into the summer here for wedding season. You know, it's always hard to pick and choose which weddings you're going to be going to, especially during the summer when you've got plans of your own as well.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes it depends on, you know, where you have to travel to be at them, or, you know, like you say, maybe you already have work holidays booked, and it's like, okay, how am I going to get more time to go to this wedding or whatever? You kind of have to figure out how to make it work.
Exactly, and I've got a few weddings like that are reasonable distance away, and then there's some that's like, holy smokes, like I'm going to have to hunker down in the car for a little bit and then find a place to stay and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. And then some of them overlap too, so then I have to pick favorites, like where, which wedding am I going to go to?
I've only had that happen once where I've had two weddings the same day.
Oh, really?
In two different places. So it's like, okay, which one am I going to do?
Did you attend both of them?
No, I only did one.
Okay.
In that case.
I wonder if you could do, like, if you'd have to be in the same vicinity if you're going to two weddings in one day.
Maybe if we ever, you know, perfect Star Trek beaming technology where you can just instantly and you're in the other place just like that.
I think that would solve a lot more problems than just going to two weddings in one day.
But then you can't have any excuses for, oh, you couldn't be there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just beam there.
Exactly. It's not like, oh, my car broke down. No, yeah. you definitely would not
just
be able
to. Just get in your beamer and over there, and you're there in seconds.
Yeah, ain't no way that you're missing work because your tire's flat or something like that. That's for sure.
Ask Avery what he wants for supper.
And it's always you choose with a side of it doesn't matter.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, researchers at the Water Quality Association have confirmed that there is 40,000 times more bacteria in your water bottle, potentially.
Hmm. Is that...
than your toilet seat, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I would not have figured that. I guess, is that in, like, your reusable bottles?
Yeah, reusable water bottles. So your reusable water bottle can foster 40,000 times more bacteria than your toilet seat.
I guess I should rewash my water jug a little more often than I do.
Oh, I know. Same here. I'd maybe do it, I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I cleaned my water bottle, which is the bad part.
Yeah, I only do it, you know, every couple of months. I might take it home on a Friday, give it a wash, and then bring it back clean on Monday. But usually, yeah, I empty it and then I refill it, put it back in the fridge here.
And the thing is like I bring mine home every day, and I just, for whatever reason, I don't like rinse it out at least.
No.
One thing I do at home, though, is I have water bottles that I cycle through at home so that I'm not using like 4 or 5 cups a day, because I always, my brain, I forget where my cup is, so I just leave it in places, and all of a sudden there's like 4 or 5 cups accumulated around the house. But when it comes to my water bottle at home, like, I'll use it throughout an entire week, and then I'll wash it out, and then I have another one that I can use in its place. So maybe that's what I should start doing, is get 2 travel water bottles, have one here at work, and then bring one home, and then keep on rotating.
Home and away.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep on rotating them, and then that way I'm not basically drinking something worse than toilet water.
Ah, in the meantime, just wash your water bottles.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. It's that easy.
Fox Rocks FM's Avery and Reader will always stand by the fact that gym was the best class in school.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
This morning, Reader and I are wondering, what was a time where you waited too long for something? Jacqueline Nurnberg said to call the maternity ward because she was going into labor. Yeah, I would imagine that minutes feel like hours in that sort of environment.
Time is of the essence, for sure. Q Regeer said, in line to go to a concert.
Oh, I'm sure, especially if it's one that you're excited for, right? And it just seems like the line just doesn't keep moving.
And depending on the weather, if you're stuck waiting in line and you're not inside the building yet, it's fine if it's in summertime, but, you know, if it's something in the winter, it's not so fun waiting outside.
Oh, definitely. Even, like, for sporting events sometimes, you know, right? Like, trying to get through lines and stuff and get to your seats and all that, and then eventually waiting for the game to get started, that's another one. Rena Muskwa said, 18 years to become an adult, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, Linda LaFontaine said, when I walk away from a fabric and then come back and it's sold out.
Oh, yeah. When you walk away from something and it's like, oh, okay. Like
I'll come back and get it later.
Yeah.
And then you go back to get it gone.
Yeah.
Been there.
Text or call 306-783-3699. Where is an instance where you had to practice a little bit more patience than you'd like?
Avery and Reader are busy getting takeout. So here's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Once again, text or call 306-783-3699. We had April Paul from CAMSAC text us. They said that boarding the airplane in Regina, it took them 3 hours until the plane eventually took off. They waited at the airport inside the plane for 3 hours. And this is also the first time taking two kids on a trip at the same time. They ended up going to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And they had problems with the plane, so that took a couple hours to fix. And then also on top of that, after, when they were ready to go, after all the problems had been solved, they decided to clean the bathroom, which took half an hour before leaving.
So, having to exercise a little bit of patience.
Yes, yes, you definitely would in that situation. I know that I would probably be losing my mind. Especially to decide to clean the bathroom that late.
Yeah.
Like, after fixing all those problems, and it's like, oh, well, actually, we got to clean the bathroom. It's like, well, don't you guys prepare the plane beforehand? I don't know planes, so I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
Or it could have been cleaned while they were doing the work on the plane, instead of waiting till after the work was done.
I'm sure that the passengers would have happily helped clean the bathroom. There would have definitely been see people like, hey, like, this is going to take half an hour longer. If we have like a few people help, this will go by way faster. People would put their hands up real fast.
You are an optimist, because I don't think there would be people volunteering to do that.
No, not many people would volunteer, but I think that if they were willing to get in the air faster, they probably would be willing to help.
I'll fly the plane. Let's go.
Just a whole volunteer system on the airplane, right? Just, okay, we need two people in the cockpit, we need three people as assistants, and we need a couple people as whatever else we need in the airplane. I don't know what else you need.
Somehow I don't think that would fly.
No, pardon it definitely would not. There's no way that would pass.
4 out of 5 dentists approve of Fox FM's Mornings with Avery and Reader.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.